Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning, good morning. This is the Common Sense Club on this fabulous, fabulous Friday. What's on your mind? Scott and Todd, they do this whole, you know, are you kidding me on Fridays? And I'd like to submit mine early. And if you visited my social media, you already know what my are you kidding me is. I mean, we got tons and tons of veterans out there that are looking for help from the VA, medical help. That they need services and they're being denied services. And we had a whole big a scandal about the VA system last year. And then you get a story like this. While you got actual veterans that have actually fought and are patriotic and all of that, while they need genuine help, the military approved hormone treatment for the traitor Bradley Manning. And that's my are you kidding me? That's our tax dollars hard at work. A guy wants to do the old switcheroo, and we're going to help facilitate with that. And this guy's a traitor. I mean, and we're going to help him do that. And that's on the heels of finding out that if you are a detainee, illegal immigrant, and you need your hormone injections because you're trying to swap your sex around, you can do that. We approve that. Again, your hard-earned tax dollars at work. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Anyway, 855-217-76, extension 2. That's the number to call to tell me what floats your boat, what trips your trailer, what cheeses your grits on this. And I just realized that it's Friday the 13th. Man, we need some ominous music playing right now. Friday the 13th. Are you kidding me, Friday? And there's tons of stories out there that I want to get to. A couple of local stories. One in particular, and I put this on my social media, that I really want your feedback on. I've had tons and tons of private conversations about this case with my friends in media, a couple of guys in radio, a couple of guys on TV, and I've kind of widely just kind of held my powder dry, if you will, on this case. But I want to talk about it today, and I want to talk about this with the Common Sense Club, because I'm going to need a little help in the Common Sense Department. I know what I feel, how I feel about this. Have you heard about the hockey guys that are embroiled in this legal battle? They're accused of having sex with a 15-year-old. They were 18 and 19, respectively, when this happened. But they are in danger of facing 20 years in prison, being labeled with, the whole sexual predator thing, child pornography. I mean, just a litany of different charges there. Their defense attorney, she's a woman, and she's been fighting tooth and nail. Far too many times I've seen, people just kind of drug, especially in the media, when something like this happens, they're pretty much guilty before, they ever enter into an actual court of law. So I'm glad in a way to see that this defense attorney is actually fighting for these kids. And they're kids. They're knuckleheads, but they're kids. And if you know about this story, if you don't know about the story, I would highly encourage you to check it out. Because on its face, it seems pretty cut and dry. You got, 18 and 19 year old, involved in sexual relations with a 15 year old. So that's just automatically wrong. It's bad. Throw the book at them. But then you find out the details and the laws, and it may give you pause, may have you scratching your head a bit. And I want to know where you're at on that, you know. I am. The headline today, defense argues hockey sex video charges upside down, says 15-year-old girl should be prosecuted. That's the latest. And almost a update a week comes out on this case. But that's the headline today. Two junior league hockey players, they're facing felony charges for allegedly making and sharing sex videos of a 15-year-old girl. But the prosecutors, the defense is saying that they should also charge the girl. You really gotta read about the case. I'm not gonna go through it all right now. We have Blanquita in the next segment, and then we have a friend of mine who's doing the whole Rocket Blondie project. He's trying to get service dogs trained up and out there for folks that may need it, military folks that may need service animals. I'm really jazzed to have him on today. So I'm not going to be able to talk about the, and we also have Steve and Dustin. We're going to talk about Steve Sports Saturday for tomorrow. Give us the preview like we do every Friday. But I really want to get your take on that. I have my opinion on this whole thing. On its face, you're thinking, you know, a 15-year-old girl, you know, it's pretty much cut and dry until you find out the backstory. And the devil is in the details, man. The devil is in the details. And the conversations that I've had on this, I've been on the opposite side of my friends that we've debated this topic on. I've been on the opposite side, so I'm not going to tell you which side I'm on. I want your opinion. The bare facts are: 15-year-old girl, 18 and 19-year-old guys, nude pics and images were sent back and forth. Seems pretty cut and dry, right? Read the story. Read the story. That's all I got to say. I guess that would be are you kidding me also? What are we teaching our kids is one of the biggest questions that I have in all of this. I remember in Louisiana and in Kansas City, I had a ton of friends, and I don't know why, because I'm not a jock at all. But I had a lot of friends that played like arena ball and college ball and that sort of thing. And one of the things that was pretty big in the circles that I ran with were the pro and semi-pro athletes that would come into the schools, be it college or even high school, and talk to these up-and-coming stars, athletic stars, if you will, and tell them about the pressures that they would face, about girls coming on to them, girls doing like all kinds of weird stuff and kind of getting them into a legal a miasma that will pretty much shoot their career. But they would come in and they're talking, and they would talk to these young men, because, you know, you got to admit, guys are kind of stupid sometimes. We do stupid things. We don't think all the time with, you know, we don't use common sense 100% of the time. So I'll just put it out there like that. And the younger you are, the less common sense, you know, actually permeates your skull. I don't know if that's because you've been tackled too many times, you got a hockey puck upside the head one too many times. I don't know. Or maybe it's just hormones. Maybe it's just the way we're wired. But a lot of times young guys don't think. They don't. So I thought it was awesome that these pro and semi-pro guys would come in and kind of mentor these kids. And I think that that is what was needed here, because these guys, obviously, they needed an older brother or that older uncle or somebody to tell them, hey, man, take a knee. I got something to tell you. So I think some of that needs to happen, definitely, especially in light of this case. But I think, I don't know if I'm okay with them smearing these kids and pretty much shooting whatever shot they had at any type of athletic a future. That's pretty much gone. Not to mention they're looking at like three felony charges and about 20 years. Wow. It blows my mind. These kids need a mentor, not a prison time, in my humble opinion. But that's just my opinion. I welcome yours. 855-200-1776. We'll be right back with Blanky the Cuddle. Call him.
The energy renaissance in North Dakota means generations of jobs for tomorrow's workforce and technologically advanced jobs. Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting talks about how much fun this is for the workforce of tomorrow.
It really is. And when we talk about the workforce, I go to these colleges and universities and I look at the young talent that we have here in North Dakota. And I am absolutely thrilled and just motivated that we have such good, smart, talented young people right here in North Dakota. And we have the jobs that they can fill.
Great careers are waiting for you at Nesset Consulting Service.
Just look at what these other companies are, too, Scott. I mean, these companies, when I look at the oil industry, whether it's service or the oil company itself, they're looking for this good talent, and we have it right here in North Dakota. How cool is that?
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, located in the heart of the Bakken, Tioga, North Dakota, and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at NessetConsulting.com. That's NessetConsulting.com.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katy Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katyarmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back. Welcome back. So let me get this straight. We trained Iraqi soldiers to fight ISIS. That didn't work out so hot. So now Barry and his liberal brilliance, he plans to use the same strategy to train Ukrainian troops to fight Russia. Russia now. The definition of madness is what again, Blanquita? I don't understand. We're going to do the exact same thing and expect different outcome from what we did in Iraq with the ISIS troops, with the Ukrainian troops in Russia. Am I missing something?
You're missing nothing. And the funny thing is, you know, I was in Ukraine about, let's see, I want to say 9 years ago, and it was so beautiful because, you know, they've really gotten their country back. The funny thing is, you know, they were rebuilding those gorgeous churches and all. I mean, it was incredible. The funny thing is, they were having to learn Ukrainian because the language, remember, they've been taken over so long ago by Russia, the majority of people did not know how to speak Ukrainian. So you had kind of a divided thing there, loyalties, where some of the big percentage of the population still had loyalties to Russia. So it is, in some ways, in my humble opinion, a bit like the Civil War here in this country, where you're going to have family against family. And it's a crazy thing for us to really get involved in. But the terrible that's happening in Ukraine, I hate it.
Yeah, it is pretty sad. Is Ellen and Alder already over there in Africa?
No, and in fact, I know she's trying to reach you guys.
Oh, okay.
And I gave a number to our wonderful team in there. So I don't know if it's working, and she may have given us the wrong number, but she was planning to call in or have you guys call her.
Okay.
And she's headed out tomorrow, and I want everybody to pray for her, because even though she's going to be in an area that we think is pretty safe, she and her partner, who is a doctor, brilliant doctor, are going in and trying to do all kinds of goodwill. And the fact of the matter is, I mean, what Ellen has done, she has brought in students who were interested in learning how to become doctors, put them in medical school, and, you know, because the percentage of doctors is just incredibly low in that small new country. I believe that at least 10 of those students are going to become doctors.
Oh, wow. Good deal.
The situation is that they're going to go back to South Sudan, that they're going to go help their own people.
And I think we have Ellen on now.
Ellen, and I've got to tell you, thank you, Blanquita. And, you know, we do also know that you guys are going to do a fundraiser with Blanquita and I yelling at each other at the Fargo Theater sometime. We're going to come out in spring or summer. Summer, actually.
And
early fall.
I'm counting on your audience to all sit on my side of the aisle.
Oh, absolutely. Man, I cannot wait. That should be fun.
I hope I have some allies out there that love me. I hope I've got some allies that love me out there.
Oh, you have tons of allies out here. Come on down. It'll be like a homecoming, Blanquita. So there you go. Ellen, again, I want to extend my heartfelt prayers and well wishes when you head out tomorrow.
Well, hopefully I'll be calling you guys from South Sudan. I'm going to try and do it. But, you know, if I'm doing something, I won't be able to do it at the time, but every day that I possibly can call in, I'll get on my little satellite phone and do so.
Good deal.
Worry,
good
I'll
deal.
I'll just do my right wing proselytizing.
Yeah, we can. Yeah, we can both get on that soapbox. A couple of stories, and I got a couple of them to talk to you guys about. So first one, Scott Walker. How big a deal is it that he did not finish a college? And he gave an explanation, but I want to know from, and I'll say Ellen, how big a deal is it that your president, you know, finished college or go to like an Ivy League, Yale or Harvard or Oxford or something like that? How big a deal is that to you?
That somebody goes to one of those schools?
And with presidential aspirations, because Scott Walker...
Listen, every member of the Senate and every governor looks in the mirror and says, I am the next president of the United States. So who cares whether they go to school or not? I mean, half of them, a lot of them go to Harvard and do think they're going to be president of the United States. I mean... Okay, fine. You know, the other day I was in the Fox green room and I saw Governor Bayh Senator by, who didn't make it to be president. He thought he was going to be president. His father thought he was going to be president. Now he's a dad who's a consultant. Give me a break.
And, you know, my dad used to say, my father used to say, think about the accomplishments in the world were accomplished by how many millions of guys that never went to college. And, you know, the thing of it is, in some cases, you don't get your smarts and your yaha until you get out of college. Most people get degrees in things like Bachelor of Fine Arts or psychology or some inane degree and become so professional later with law degrees, et cetera, that they forget about the grassroots and the people that they're sent there to represent. I don't think people are going to care about it. I find it funny, though, that that's the roughest thing they can find on Scott Walker's background.
He's in good company. Abraham Lincoln didn't go to college. Rush Limbaugh, Steve Jobs, I don't believe finished college. Bill Gates
didn't finish.
My father died, and I was like maybe 12 or 15 hours away from graduation. But my dad died, and I went home.
Now, okay, I want to move on, reset the convo, to talk about Obama, what I would call his Nixon sock it to me moment. Have you seen the video, the BuzzFeed video where Obama's... Have you seen it? He's like looking in the mirror. He's doing all these weird things that we all normally do, but you kind of don't think that the pinky out crowd in Washington, especially in the White House, would do. You know, he's making the weird faces. He's trying to say February, and he can't. The first R is silent, man.
Would President Kennedy have done that?
I don't know.
Of course.
President Kennedy
was an animal. I mean, I loved the guy. I cried like you cannot believe when he died. But let's face it, what we found out later about all his antics, give me a break.
Yeah, but the fact of the matter, Ellen, he had a great regard for the office. And I know the president wants to be big with the millennials, but when we've had a woman die, more hostages die, when we have this, the question about whether Netanyahu should come, whether the Muslim Brotherhood's been in the White House, and he's trying to appease the kids by sticking his tongue out. I'm thinking about, can he be the parent and not the friend?
Good point. Ellen, what's your opinion on that? And then I'm going to give you mine. Obama's getting a little flack this morning.
Obama's doing a fine job. He's my hero. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, wow.
I have to go take a Rolaid right now. I may have to go find an antacid.
Good luck and Godspeed, Ellen. Thanks, Blankita.
Thank you, as always.
We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club.
Hundreds of our listeners have been in the Miracle Chair. Many of them have purchased the Miracle Chair because it works. Jerry Breyer is here. He's brought the Miracle Chair to North Dakota. You can see it online at MiracleChair.net. You can take a test drive yourself and actually sit in this and feel it work. State-of-the-art massage lounger for the ultimate experience. Jerry, talk about what people tell you about these Miracle Chairs.
Well, you know, we've sold quite a few of them, but it's amazing. The feedback is 100% positive. I've never sold anything where I've had 100% positive. Well, yeah, gold and silver is pretty much 100%. But it's really interesting, particularly with the ladies. They get in that chair and they don't want to get out. Because what the chair does, it massages your feet, your legs, your thighs, your back, your arms, your neck, all at the same time.
Relax to Zero, state-of-the-art design. It's the Miracle Chair. Online at MiracleChair.net or call 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950 today.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay Sean.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No.
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Man. So, welcome back. I'd like your feedback on the whole BuzzFeed spread with President Obama also. So leave that on my Facebook. I'll throw that up on social media later on. Want to give you a little update on the Giving Heart Today, the Impact Give Back. I'm looking at the website right here. The ticker is at 6,938,206. That is nuts, man. And I want to thank everyone out there in the listening audience for making that such a phenomenal. Wow. When I sat down yesterday, right around 7 o'clock, it was just under half a million bucks. Almost $7 million right here, man. That is phenomenal. It's phenomenal. That's pretty cool. But we got a ton of voicemails. I'm going to try to get to them. I'm going to play one of them right now. Let's play the first one before we get to our next guest.
I just want to say that I'm absolutely 100% disgusted with North Dakota lawmakers over the Common Core issue. From what I just heard this morning, their decision was based on federal money. I thought we were better than that in this state. Thought we could stand on our own 2 feet. So now our children have to do math problems that take up a half a page for one problem when it could be simplified the way we used to do it. And not only that, it puts us on the same page as everybody else when we could have made a standard and led the way. Just disgusted.
And I feel that, I feel your grief, man. I said it failed after an hour and a half debate. I guess the opinion of the elitist few outweigh the voices of the plebes down here, the moms, the dads, the stay-at-home moms, the homeschoolers, the teachers that wanted to speak out but couldn't. That sort of thing, it just wasn't, man, it's just nuts. And we're talking about the Common Core, House Bill 1461, and that's the bill to withdraw North Dakota from the Common Core consortium. And as we know, it didn't go our way. But we're not done with this fight. And I got a message for Kirsten. She's got to ready herself for one heck of a nomination battle in 2016. We ain't done by a darn sight. I'll just say that. Anyway, we have my good friend Ruben in the studio today with this awesome pup, Blondie. We call her Rocket Blondie. It's the Rocket Blondie Project, rocketblondie.com. She is an awesome little pup, man. I love her. And you see Ruben all, like, just everywhere, here in Fargo, in Bismarck, all over, maybe at a buffet restaurant in Fargo or Bismarck. He's been at the Freedom Club meetings all over the place. Ruben, Elijah, and his service dog, Rocket Blondie. Hey, man, welcome to the studio.
Hey, thanks, Leon. It's great to be here with you. You have a super career going here at Flag. You've been here how long now?
I'm trying to get your mic cued, and because I couldn't hear you here, but what's going on there? That's a spoiler.
Up now.
I'm trying to listen. Anyway, yeah, I know. I'm pulling it down now. If you've seen him out and about with this pup, you know that he has this phenomenal little lab, yellow lab, and he's training this pup to be a service dog, and he wants to do the same with. He wants to get a couple more pups, train them up, and give them to folks that really need the service animals. A lot of our vets come back and they struggle with certain illnesses, PTSD, different things, and the service dog calms them down, keeps them calm. A dog learns all about the social tics that we may not be able to pick up on, that sort of thing. And what my friend Ruben is doing is he's training these pups up to be those service dogs, to be that ground, if you will, and to help them out with the whole, to help them out with whatever they're going through. And I think it's an awesome concept. And we're trying to now, you know, get him a couple more pups, get him some. He should have been on the Impact Give Back yesterday, man. But you know, didn't work out that way. You see him everywhere. So if you ever see him out and about, go by Blondie. Rocket Blondie loves being patted, so give her head a pat. Ruben will have some information to share with you. So, you know, hey, you want to give me a little test there, see if you're live.
Okay, are we live?
I think we are. We're good.
Working?
Yeah. It's working. It's working. Okay. So,
triple mic system here today. It is great to be here and see you. You've been here now for almost a year. And
yeah.
Doing a great job. Thanks for the invite. I'm launching a Rocket Blondie Brave Dogs out of a encounter about 5 years ago. I was exposed, and so was Rocket Blondie, to toxic chemicals. And this was a toxic chemical injury. And she was my hunting dog and companion, and she's a super communicator. I've been training Labrador Retrievers all of my life, and she was able to help me fight for my life and fight through this. And since then, I have connected with the service dog world, and she has passed an examination over a year ago and is now my service dog. And she provides a mobility guidance and environmental sensory guidance for me. And the communication and discovery the last 14 months since she's been going with me in public has been an incredible education and expansion of my skills with training dogs. So I decided over a year ago, and I was talking with Scott Hannon about this, to launch a project to help other people, veterans, autistic kids, And other people that have maybe been poisoned by chemicals.
And that's a good point. That's a good point. Service dogs don't just help. When we think about service dogs, sometimes we think about, you know, seeing eye dogs and that sort of thing. We never think about the emotional ground that some of these service dogs can provide for folks out there. And if you have any questions for Ruben, 855-217-76 extension 2. Ruben, what are you looking for out of the community to aid you in this? And I got to say, it's a worthwhile endeavor. It's an awesome project. I think it's great. What are you looking for from the public to aid you?
Well, I need input from people and potentially service groups. I'm looking for a couple young Labrador Retrievers. I like the Labrador Retriever. I know them. A veteran asked me a year ago, "Are you a dog whisperer?" And I had never used that word.
You are, man.
And I answered him, "Yes, I'm a dog whisperer and a human whisperer. I started a nonprofit organization a long time ago, and I've been training in humans in life and relationship skills. And the dog focus is primarily a hobby. But anyway, I'm planning on breeding Rocket Blondie this summer. And I'm wanting to start with a couple younger Labrador Retrievers. Possibly in the audience, someone has had a litter of puppies or has a young Labrador that they would like to invest in this project and become a resource partner.
Right.
And we're going to need families to host puppies.
Yeah.
And so if there are other people, families with children, where there's someone home quite a bit that would want to partner with us, because as we have more dogs, we're going to need families or groups to help us cultivate them.
I sometimes get right up on that mic. Sometimes I forget, you know, because I've been doing this for so long, my mouth is like right there. So yeah, get right up on that. A couple of things. I've known, I have friends who have, my godson, the one that shares a birthday with me, is autistic. And I see the way he just calms right down whenever my pups would be around. I mean, man, you have no idea. You're talking about grounding effect. So I think when you said, you know, about folks that are suffering with PTSD, folks that are suffering with autism, and a wide range of different inflictions, I'll say, a service dog is like huge. I mean, it's invaluable when you think about it. So tell us a little bit about Rocket Blondie, where folks can go to get more information. And when they see you, and you're all over the place, you're at the buffet place, you're at the Freedom Club meetings, you're I've seen you in front of Walmart a couple of times and in the state capitol a couple of times. So what do you need from the folks? Where can they go to find a resource for what you need and how they can help you out?
Well, they can contact me through rocketblondie.com.
Rocketblondie.com.
And at Gmail, rocketblondie@gmail is an email.
Okay. Is your email on the website?
Yes.
Okay. So go to rocketblondie.com. Click on the Gmail link, rocketblondie@gmail.com. And, you know, shoot them a question. Say, hey, you know, what's going on? What do you need? Yeah. You need a pup? You know, you need a... And you also need, like, a... not foster homes for the pups, but you mentioned something to me about like family
host to help with the family development of a young dog.
Yeah,
and not they wouldn't take on the whole responsibility of training the dog. And then I'm right now I'm renting some farm space for our project, but I'm looking for input from anybody that can give some guidance for a property that we could use, Rocket Blondie and I, as a training campus.
Okay.
And either renting or trading resources for this particular property.
Oh, man, our time is short. We got to have you on. Are you going to be in the area next week?
I can't, and I'm interested in doing...
The music.
Creating a Rocket Blondie update. Maybe there's businesses that would like to support Flag Radio and Rocket Blondie and become advertisers for a short clip
And we will talk about that. We'll be right back right after this break.
Did you know MyPillow is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation? That is quite an honor, folks. And you know what? It's for good reason. This pillow is unbelievable. It adjusts to any sleep position. It does that with a very unique patented interlocking fill system. It also stays cool. There's no tossing or turning. Talked to one guy who said, you know, I used to have a pillow on the floor and swap it out every time I'd wake up from my pillow being too hot. Now I got the pillow you got, Scott, and the thing is unbelievable. It stays cool all night long. That's right. It's machine washable and dryable. It's non-allergenic. And the bottom line is it will not go flat. There's a 10-year warranty to back it up. 60-night money-back guarantee. That's how much we know you're going to love it. 2-for-1 pillow right now on the original classic deal to celebrate the official National Sleep Foundation pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott, and take advantage of that half-price deal. But hurry, hurry, hurry. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call this number, 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I want to thank Ruben for stopping in with his awesome little pup, a Rocket Blondie. That is a great dog. And looking forward to having him on the show more, a lot more often, you know, to get some updates from him and that whole project. Remember, RocketBlondie.com. Go there, check him out, see what he's all about. And I didn't mean to rhyme right there, but I did. There you go. Anyway, we're going to do our Steve Sports Saturday segment. We do this every Friday. Bring in the experts on all things sports and athletics in the area. Steve and Dustin, host of the Steve Sports Saturday segment for tomorrow. So, hey, Steve, what's going on tomorrow?
Well, I'll tell you what's going on tomorrow, but can I first of all tell you what happened the other night? And I know since we are heard out in the patch, and obviously we say a big thanks to those of us or those of you all who are listening to us out in the Tioga-Williston area. How about the Teton men's basketball team? What a game they played the other night against North Dakota College of Science, North Dakota State College of Science in Wahpeton. Science edged the Tetons 127-122, but Tavon Myers had 55 points for the Tetons in that loss. So Tavon was filling it up the other night, so I got to throw that out because I don't get a chance to be on visiting with our friends out in Williston and Tioga very often. So good stuff there. Also tomorrow on Steve Sports Saturday, we're going to talk about the Minnesota Wild. Since I dead and buried them about 2 weeks ago, they can't lose. They're 7-0-1 since the All-Star break. Dustin, taking a look at the standings right now, they're just 2 points out of that final spot in the Western Conference playoff race. Nobody saw this coming.
No, I think a lot of us thought that they were going to be a playoff team after the first 2 weeks of the season, and now they've made it a little interesting for us. The best part about it is right now, the next 2 months of the season, every game is going to feel like playoff hockey. It's going to be a lot of fun. Really disappointing about Jason Zucker and his season-ending injury. I didn't even know about it until a friend said something yesterday. I was completely out of the loop on that. So
collarbone, 3 months.
Tough break for the Wild on that one, but they're still playing tough. Had a close game yesterday, 2-1 against the Florida Panthers team, which had been playing really, really well as of late. Had beat Anaheim on the road 6-2, so a big win for the Wild there. But every game from here on out is going to feel like a playoff-type situation, and it's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
And you talk about playoff-type sporting events this time of year. How about the NDSU men's basketball team goes into Denver last night, pulls out a win in overtime. Denver hits a half-court shot as time runs out to send it to overtime. Bison were up 3, and the Pioneers send one in from about 45 feet, and they go to overtime, and the Bison tough again, able to get the job done in overtime. Lawrence Alexander is playing like a Big Ten player right now, and they are on fire as well. So we're going to talk Bison basketball. And the NDSU wrestling team has a big duel coming up with the Minnesota Gophers on Sunday in town at the Benson Bunker Fieldhouse. We'll talk about that as well. Tom Chorsky from Fox Sports North will be on to talk Minnesota Wild hockey, and we'll talk about some UND hockey as well. Dave Haxtell's gang, again, looking really good as we head into the stretch run of the regular season.
Speaking of UND, Drew Stafford, former UND hockey player, was involved in a big trade earlier this week between Winnipeg and Buffalo. So he's on his way to Winnipeg. Evander Kane, the big piece going to Buffalo. Looks like an lopsided trade right now, but it depends on in coming years if the 23-year-old Kane gets his head back on right and becomes a player that he was drafted number 4 overall.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Other things to talk about. There's always the fun conversation about the Little League World Cheaters.
I don't know
if you've heard that story.
I've not heard this story, Dean.
Did you remember
World Cheaters? That's a little hard.
Do you remember the video of the Rhode Island coach that when they lost, it was a viral video about his kind of a pump up speech to say, hey, it's okay that you lose. The reason I'm crying is because I'm never going to get to coach you again, but we're going to be friends. Forever.
I've been there.
I have been in that very position. Adults that organized the Chicago team, it's been found out, they used players from outside the boundaries they were able to play. Have been stripped from their title. And so the Rhode Island coach had kind of come out to say, these adults should be ashamed of themselves.
They should.
For the kids. And so it's an interesting
Another example of adults ruining kids' sports.
Oh, yeah. There you go. And also the interesting story out of Wilmer. We have the FM Invaders here, and one of the teams in their conference is the West Central Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was a situation during a practice in which Coach Steve Pepin of the West Central Broncos actually got punched in the face by a player. And is going to have to require some surgery to his jaw.
You can't do that?
No, you can't.
There's rules about everything
now. You can't do that sort of thing. So it was an interesting story. And the FM Invaders, of course, had a really good season last year. Right now, they kind of have some practices and some tryouts. And so maybe we'll have an opportunity to talk about them tomorrow as well.
That sounds like it, yeah.
So we'll be live from Vision Bank tomorrow, 9 to 11. The Kiwanis Pancake Feed was a great hit last week.
What a great time.
Joined by a lot of good people. So we'll we'll be looking forward to getting back to Vision Bank away from home.
You got it.
quick question. What should happen with the kids? I mean, we were talking about the story where, you know, these grown-ups got in there, and I guess their egos or whatever got the better of them. But you got all these great kids that came out, played the game, played hard, man, won. And what should happen with the kids? You know, should they?
It's not the kids' fault. You can't penalize the kids. They just show up and do what they're told to. Right. It is on the adults. I say you just do something to recognize the second place team and say you're as equal to that other team as the one that won it. That's all you can do.
That's pretty sad. That's a sad deal, man. Anything else you want to add about tomorrow's show?
No, we're just really excited. It's about 2.5 years now we've been doing the show, and really excited to have a chance just to interact with people. Call us if you got something on your mind, 701-271-1100. Yep. Love to have you on the show tomorrow, too.
And the folks listening out in 1090, you can listen online on the mobile app. If you don't have it, just go to your Play Store and download WZFG.
Yep, me for politics, Steve and Dustin for sports. There you go. We'll be right back with What's On Your Mind.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zisha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant vigor and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.